Hey, couple trouble.
Hey, couple trouble.
Hey, couple trouble.
I have a problem. Hi, couple trouble. Welcome back to another episode. Today we have a very special guest. Oh wait, my bad. We forgot to introduce ourselves.
Yeah. Can you stop? He's the spotlight.
We need to introduce ourselves.
And fine. Hi, I'm Alex, one of your hosts.
And I'm Roz, the host.
The whatever.
Our opinions do not reflect Ryerson University or Spirit Live or whatever the university ends up being.
And today's special guest is the love of my life, Zane.
Shut up, third wheel.
You are the third wheel, and you know that. We met back in 2019, and I fell in love with him instantly. We have this bromance going on. He is in a relationship with Raz, but he's like my homie. He's my, I love you. So pretty much, Zane.
I love you too, bro.
The fact that he just called you bro. You are a nothing.
No, we can
But
can
he
share.
Says, I love you, and that's all that matters.
No, shut up, Alex. Let him introduce himself.
Introduce myself. Hi, my name is Zane, and I got pulled onto this podcast because I still don't know why, but I think I'll figure it out as we go on. And You guys are the host. Don't let me talk so much, like explaining what's going on. So.
Bet. We have you on today because this is Couple Trouble, and we got a couple here. And I feel like this is going to be a fun episode where could end in a fight. I think we've already started a fight before we intended to start, but that was great content in my opinion. And we're just
why
let
are
you
enjoying
guys...
this? Like, are you trying to break us up so you can end up?
No, I just
him?
I'm going to be the mediator.
Is this how much you're crushing on him?
Raz,
like he was
how many times
smiling to... about us fighting? Like, are you?
Raz. Need I remind you? You are the side piece. We are homies.
Peace. Okay. Huh? Hold the f- up. Who are you calling a piece?
Okay, but like you're the side. You're the side chick. Side.
Chick?
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know where to go
Alex,
with this.
Alex, from my experience, I know that you're digging a huge hole that you're not going to get out of, so just stop talking right now.
Okay, Ryze, you introduce the game.
There is no game.
What game?
What are you doing here?
Okay, so Alex is going to try to solve our problems, but, like, we're already a perfect couple. So, like, we don't...
I said nothing this time.
No, we're obviously not a perfect couple.
So we're gonna. What am I solving today, though? Like, what's the problems that we have, or
what kind of issues do you want us to talk about?
That's kind of your decision, considering I'm not trying to start a breakup.
Nothing you can do is gonna start a breakup. If it, like, okay, we've been through everything that would have broken it up.
Good answer, baby. Look at you.
Thank you.
So, I guess then we'll just talk about where you guys started out. Like, give a little context to your relationship.
Can I do this?
You can go.
So, basically, we met in grade 9. I was, like, the most nerdy, introverted kid ever. And by like coincidence, by luck, we were sharing the same bus going back. Back home, and I was sitting down on the side seat, like where nobody sits beside you, because you know I didn't want to talk to anybody, and I see this girl, and she just comes up to me and sits right beside me. I'm like, okay, what is this creature that's sitting beside me right now? I've never seen one of those. And she starts to have a conversation with me, sort of talk, and she's like, oh yeah, we're gonna share the bus, and she sat beside me, and we talked, and then that was like the case for almost every day until we switched buses, and then we shared the same class, and you know, back then our classes were separate, like not separate, but like they're split in half, so the guys are sitting on one half, the girls are sitting on the other half. I don't know how, but I weaseled my way to sit like right in front of her. In class, or on the girls' side, and all the guys are pissed off because they wanted that and they were jealous. But yeah, I used that opportunity to like start talking to her more and more, and I guess we're here now somehow.
Honey, you skipped a lot of
Raz, you take it away. Raz, you take it away. Tell me more.
A lot of things he skipped. Here's a recap. He dated my best friend, and then he ended up dating her for 3 years.
And then they broke up.
He moved to a whole different
No, there's
country.
Something you skipped. There's something you
hey,
skipped.
Hey, Raz. Okay, wait.
I went out with her and her friend, alright? One day. And again, I need to emphasize this. I was like the kid with no experience at all. I had no idea what dating is or whatever. She and her friend sit down with me and they're like, "Oh, our friend just broke up with her boyfriend. You should go and date her. She needs you." And they literally groom me to go and date this chick, which ended
up. I just
up
want to clarify that this was not me. This was my best friend.
100% you.
I literally.
You were complicit.
You guys have to trust me on this. I'm your host. I've been honest for three episodes.
Razan?
Hey. Let
you. You were complicit.
No. Let Raz finish, Zane.
Thank you. It was not me. And for the record, the girl that my best friend was trying to convince him into dating was actually his best friend at the time. Like, they were talking and they were on very good terms. It's not like they were strangers. They were already talking and they knew each other. So yeah, I just needed to like clarify that so we don't end up lying here, Zane.
Hey, no digs. Okay, Zane, you go.
No. Let her take digs. I'm gonna... Anyways,
oh,
so
no.
Yeah, I dated that girl for 3 years. Not the fun experience. I'm not gonna sit here and talk to the girl on, you know, on podcast. I am, okay, which I'm very, very tempted to do. but we got cut off. Like, we didn't talk for 3 years, like, and then I moved to Canada to study. She, Razan was still
Roz.
In, I don't
just
know how to
Roz here. Just Roz.
Okay. Roz. So
don't say it like that. It's like Razan, but Roz. Raz.
So yeah, I moved to Canada to study. She stayed here in the UAE, and then all of a sudden, I got it. I think Raz says I texted her. I remember she texted me. Doesn't really matter. But
I texted you first when you got your citizenship, and I was like, "Congrats!" But you added me.
Yeah. We started talking, and then she told me she was moving to Canada, to Montreal, or she already had moved. And we started talking more and more. We started Skyping, playing PUBG, and I was like realizing, like, oh, like, she's still the same girl I knew from like high school. Like, we still have the same connection, even though we didn't really talk for a while. And then she dropped a bomb on me that she was moving to Toronto. I'm like, oh,
sheesh.
We gotta hang out. We met up. It was like kind of a date, not a date, you know, kind of those awkward, not awkward.
No, but we instantly knew. Like,
yeah.
When we talk about it now, we instantly knew we were going to date. Like, there was that spark that we didn't have in high school. We had a spark in high school, but we were just like kids that we didn't know what we were doing. But like, when we met up, when we were like adults, I looked at his beard and I was like, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we met up, and yeah, since then we've been dating. I went back to the UAE first. I had to do some things here, so we've been doing a long distance relationship for 2 years, which has its ups and downs. You know, it's very difficult when you're dating somebody who has not passed sixth grade English reading, you know, and they cannot understand texts.
Excuse me.
Okay, we're at digging now, Lord.
I told you, let her take digs, because I can take digs too, you know.
Okay, so that's some context. Do you guys want to talk about some of the problems that you're having with the long distance? Example, the can't read texts.
No, it's not reading text. It's definitely just miscommunication. Because like with texts, you can literally interpret a text in different ways. It can literally be a joke, but you can take it seriously and maybe start a fight. But yeah, like it's not always the intention to start a fight, but sometimes it comes off in other contexts. So it feels like it's, you know, an attack. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a joke. But yeah, with text, there's always a miscommunication. When we talk on the phone, we're less likely to have a miscommunication, but it still happens because we're not like, we're not able to see each other, and body language is everything, I feel. Like, when I went back to the UAE for a month, we literally got back to exactly how we were before long distance. Because, like, we've been fighting with long distance, I'm not going to lie and say that it's been perfect. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think also something in long distance that I underestimated was the time difference. Because sometimes, like, I'd be having, like, the longest day at work and the gym, and I would come back home and I'm just exhausted. And she would wake up and she wants to talk to me. And I might not give her, like, the proper energy because I just had, like, a whole day. And she's waking up just now fresh, like, want to talk and vice versa. And then whenever I want to go to sleep, she's like, no, you can't sleep. You just woke up. I just woke up. I'm like, yes, but I have work at 5:30 a.m. She's like, no, stay up with me. And then I, you know, it's just stuff like that. It's like small things that are consistently happening. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just takes like a small spark to like blow off Raz. And yeah.
No, I totally get that, because like that, not only is it like a completely, you guys aren't seeing each other, but you guys are also in completely different time zones, so that like disrupts everything.
Yeah. When we first started, we were both not like knowing, because when I moved back here, we had some issues. We're like kind of dating, kind of not dating. We're like kind of trying to figure it out. And then
we actually broke up for like a month or two. Like, we weren't always planning on doing the whole long distance thing.
And then we sat down and we kind of talked it out, and I kind of like from my side, first of all, I just sat down with my, because we talked, and I was like, can you just give me a day to like think this over?
Because Rouse, the hopeless romantic, wanted to do this, and he didn't want to do it at first. And then she, no shit talking. I didn't believe in long distance either, but I knew that I had met the right person, and I didn't think that distance should be a thing that breaks us off. Like, we were literally so perfect together. There were no problems. We didn't have any issues. So the only issue was us being, you know, not in the same country. So I didn't think that that was a reason to break it off. So I kind of like, I went up to him and I was like, listen, like, this is not, I can't let this happen, you know?
Yeah. And from my side, like, obviously it was something I wanted, but knowing myself and knowing the like our dynamic, I just didn't want to, first of all, I felt like I was doing her a disservice, that like I was gonna not give her everything that I could have given her, right, being there. So I had to like sit down, I had a talk with my mom, and I just like weighed in the pros and cons, and then we talked, and I told her like, this is gonna be difficult, like this is not gonna be easy, I'm gonna get angry, you're gonna get angry, and trust me, the first like couple of months we had like huge problems and
problem.
Just honestly, it's like some, because you're not there with each other, and I'm gonna be honest, like in the beginning I had a problem with being jealous, especially just because like every day I wake up, I'm like, trying to get as much time as I could with her, and then sometimes like she would go out, and I would just like, it was like jealousy of like, I want to be the guy or the girl that like she's out with, like I'm just jealous that she's,
you want to be the girl, babe.
Really had to turn it that way, right?
No, because if I said like I want to be the guy, he's like, what the f- guys am I going out with? You're making it seem like I'm going out with the guys all the time, like.
No, but I totally get that. No, that kind of jealousy, like, it's, you want to be there with her. Like, I get that. It's like, you're not jealous of her going out. You're jealous of not being able to be that person. So it's not necessarily jealousy. It's envy.
Yeah, yeah. And then you combine that with not being able to communicate properly.
Yeah.
That, you know.
That definitely gets into the problem, yeah.
Yeah, and then you also combine that with a hard-headed 5'4" girl.
Capricorn.
5'3".
Okay,
how
2.
How dare you?
5'2".
3.
5'1".
Why are we just decreasing? No, but I get you. You're dealing with a Capricorn here. It gets kind of tough.
Can we not talk me? Like...
sorry. I love you. I love you. My bad. What made you guys stay along? Like, how did you guys do it? Because I know a lot of long-distance relationships that would just end suddenly. What was it that kept going? And I have to say this. Your whole story of like meeting at, you know, on the bus and everything. That's like a movie. That's like a Lifetime story. And that's just amazing. And I just want to know how you guys got to where you are, really.
How we did it was a lot of fights.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. A lot of making up. A lot of understanding, trying to understand what went on. A lot of compromises and just understanding that this is kind of temporary and we can figure it out. Whatever problems we got, we can figure it out. Because honestly, a lot of the problems that we had like huge fights over and would have broken up over, like looking back at it 2, 3, 4 weeks later, they don't matter anymore. Like if you're just thinking about it, like, I don't want to lose you and just like in 2 weeks time not being able to talk to you, not being able to have you around over some, honestly, I don't want to make it seem like it's not a big thing, but in the big picture, it's meaningless, right?
Yes.
So just trying to understand that. I think one of the best things that helped us was because I know when I like this whole time I knew when I was coming back, so having like a set time that we can look forward to, mm-hmm. was very important, because we can like, okay, this is gonna end this time, you know.
Oh, but that went so bad, because like we would keep counting days till we see each other, and that made it way harder, because like when you're counting the days, it goes by way slower.
Yeah.
And so every day we'd wake up and we'd be like, okay, like, yeah, only 9 months left. And then the next day we'd be like, yeah, 9 months left. And for a while there, it felt like there were 8 months left for 3 years. Literally.
Yeah.
So definitely, if you're doing long distance, don't count the days.
Yeah, for sure.
Just know that you're gonna see each other eventually. Because, like, obviously we counted the days and we had a timeline, but we ended up seeing each other way before that.
Oh, yeah, way, way before that.
Yeah.
Her crazy ass just hopped on a plane and came here on a week notice. And when she got here, I'm like, I swear to God, she hopped in the car. I picked her up. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, this is not real.
Yeah. The first time we saw each other, he was like staring at me for like 30 minutes. Like just staring. No conversation. I'm like, are you okay, babe? He's like, no, I'm not okay.
And it was seriously the like one of the only times I felt like that. Like I was looking at her and I was like is life fucking, like life has fucked me over so hard already. I'm like, is this a trap? Like I'm afraid, you know? You know, like when you step on your dog and she doesn't talk to you for like 30 minutes, you know, Alex, this is scary. She thinks it's a trap.
I'll have you know, if she's sleeping on the bed, she's all good.
Yeah, I'm away from your fucking destructive feet, man.
It's not my fault. I didn't actually, it was in my feet. It was like the chair. I feel.
Oh, God, okay. Okay. All right.
Can you chill with that? I feel like I'm going to get attacked. For your information, I love my dog very seriously. She's the, like, I love her so much. She painted a very bad image of me. Anyways, right. I want to wait. Are you guys done with that point? Because I want to take it to one thing that you said, like the whole meaningless arguments that would happen. The things, like in the large scheme of them all, are there anything that you guys are kind of comfortable talking about?
It's mostly like us trying to talk to each other and the time difference kind of ruining that. Like, a lot of times I would, like, kind of get into those, like, depressive episodes and I would, like, need him to be there. And it kind of seems, like, clingy, but, like I would need him to be there, but he needs to wake up at, like, 5 freaking a.m. And he obviously can't stay up, and I know that he can't stay up, but I'm still mad that he's not staying up. So, yeah, it's, like, small, stupid things that both you and I get angry about, like, let's not say that it's just me. Yeah, they're meaningless now, but at the moment, they seem like a big thing.
Yeah. Got you.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, I remember one time we had a fight because I made her download this like zombie game. I
was like, oh my god, like this was the worst.
Okay,
okay, you can go. Yeah, you can go. But I have a lot to say.
I mean,
Zane, continue.
It's not your podcast. I'm the star here, so maybe.
It's my podcast. It's literally my podcast.
So yeah, I downloaded this zombie game, and I was like, babe, come, let's play together. It's a fun game. Like, it's a co-op game, and I was like, because I kind of knew the game. I honestly was not trying to like boss around. I was like trying to explain to her like what to do, right? And then I was telling her something to like follow the arrow or something like that, and she wouldn't do that. And I was like, babe, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Follow the arrow, because the. Like, let me explain the game. There's like a horde of zombies coming after you. So like, you gotta do everything so quick. And I was like,
yeah.
And she's like, stop screaming at me. And she just hung up the phone, left the game. Like, what in the hell just happened? You know? And then for like a whole week or 2 weeks.
Can I just say? Can I just say that that was like the first week of me beginning, like the first week of me trying to game. And I knew nothing about gaming, like zero. All the experience that I had was watching my brother play games. Like, that was the closest thing to gaming experience I had. And this mother just makes me download like a shooter game. So yeah, it's like a shooting game, and I'm trying to shoot zombies, and there's a lot of shit going on. And granted, I'm using an Xbox, which is something that I haven't really played with, because back in the day, like, we had a PlayStation. So I was trying to like relearn everything all over again, like relearn the shit that I didn't even know in the first place. And this guy is screaming at me, like, I'm out here trying my very best to have quality time with this guy because I know he enjoys gaming, and I'm putting my like my best efforts to actually spend time with him and figure out this game, and I'm getting yelled at for absolutely no reason and reasons that I don't understand.
Babe, I just didn't want you to get killed by zombies. I just scared about
you.
Well,
so freaking what? So what if I get killed? Don't yell at me.
No, because what if the apocalypse happens and like we gotta practice, right? We gotta.
You dead ass know that I'm gonna be first to die when the apocalypse happens.
God damn.
I don't know what you expect of me, but that's not it, Chief.
No. We can survive. We survived this long distance race. We can survive a couple of dumb zombies.
To me, that sounds like just basic miscommunication.
It's literally that. Like if you break it down to the core of it, it's literally just miscommunication. And I think especially in the beginning, a lot of envy, a lot of jealousy. But yeah, miscommunication. But if I was gonna give any advice, like I said, I guess, is that why we're doing this podcast? Are we giving advice, or are we like, is that what, I don't know, but I'm gonna give my advice. Take it as you want.
Yeah.
Figure out if this thing, like, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks time, is it worth it? First of all, like, the thing you're fighting, does it really matter in 2-3 weeks? And If you genuinely enjoy the person's existence in your life, everything else you can really figure out later. And I tend to do like her existence sometimes, you know.
Sometimes?
Oh no. You just dug a hole.
Liar. He loves my existence. He couldn't survive without my existence, FYI.
Alright.
But yeah, I don't have any advices. Just, I guess, hop on Discord more. Like, have video calls instead of texting, because that usually, I don't know. It's kind of better, because you're actually spending quality time with each other.
Yeah.
And you're not just texting. And
do stuff. Do stuff with
each other. Like, do fun stuff together. Don't just keep texting, because that's just going to get boring.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you guys ever watch, like, Netflix parties together or anything?
We do. We do that.
We do so much weird shit.
Sometimes when we were bored, we just hop on BuzzFeed quizzes, and we do like those stupid BuzzFeed quizzes together. And
it's actually so fun.
It's not a thing. You just do it, and you're like, this just starts conversations that are like better than just like, oh, how are you doing? How was your day? What did you eat today? You know, like, you get to do stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think like I'm looking at guys I know in like real life relationships, and they're having so much less fun than I am, even through a long distance relationship, because I think when you're in a long distance, you actually have to learn how to like manage your time, how to have fun, how to change things up. But when you're like living together, or like some guys are married, you kind of get used to the situation, and you're like, you know what, they don't really have to try, right? They actually try to separate their own time when we're like trying to make time together, right?
Yeah, so it makes you realize how much the value in having each other.
Yeah.
Aww, I feel like throughout this whole talk it's kind of been like a therapy session.
I mean, go ahead, babe.
It's just because we both know and acknowledge all of our flaws. Maybe we didn't in the very beginning, but now we both know what our toxic traits are.
Yeah.
And we've kind of learned how to like cope with them. So this felt more like a therapy session that already has a resolution.
Yeah.
Because we kind of figured it out.
Yeah. It's been 3 years now we've been dating. She would wake up and just by her text, I'm like, okay, we're gonna have a fight today. She'd be like, I'll be like, hey, babe. And she's like, hi. I'm like, oh, all right, we're going for a ride today.
Oh, no. No, we love that. Do you guys have any like examples of like things that like the red flags of like problems that are gonna happen?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. When he calls me by my name, like he usually calls me babe. Or like any other Arabic cute word, but when he calls me like just straight up Razan, that's when I know like we have a problem.
Yeah, or when we're like on a phone call, I'm like vibing, I'm like in conversation, and then I say something and she just goes dead quiet. I'm like, what did I say? and that's the thing with her, which is like it's who she is, but in the context of a long distance relationship, it's terrible that when she gets mad, she just goes quiet or wants to like go away for a sec. And like when you're in a long distance relationship, it's like, no, don't go. Like talk to me. What did I say? What did I do? Like, cause sometimes I genuinely don't know what I say. Cause I'm just talking and like, you know,
I know.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Tells like that when she goes like dead quiet, when, Some certain texts I know from, like certain responses to texts, like, you know, when you dip your toe in the water to see if it's cold or not. Yeah. Sometimes I dip my toe in the water and it just bites my toe off.
Oh.
That. Yeah.
Got you. Okay. All right. So I think we learned a lot about Zane and Raz today. It was nice to get a little bit of insight from one of our own hosts and their relationship and some of the problems that happened. But as far as it goes for long distance, it seems that like what you guys said is all that matters is really communication. Is I think that matters in all relationships, and I'm glad that you guys found it out in your long distance. Anyways, that has been Zane and Raz, and
so yeah, that was too much exposing. This was my couple trouble. If you want to be featured on this episode with your significant other, feel free to hit us on Instagram at, what was our Instagram? I forgot.
Couple Trouble 22. How the hell do I know that better than you?
@CoupleTrouble22, or you can email us at couple.trouble22@gmail.com.
And yeah, thank you guys for having me. Really enjoyed this, and a little bit of digs at Raz. It was fun. Thank you, Alex, for taking my side.
I took no sides, but that was really fun. I hope we can do this again with other couples. Again, don't forget to send some confessions. And I'm Alex.
And I'm Roz.
And we'll see you next time.